Thanks to tax reform, American businesses have opened doors across our communities, investing in manufacturing, workers, and equipment, spurring millions of new jobs with higher wages and better training, and setting a new record high in corporate taxes paid to the U.S. government. America's businesses open doors. Tell Congress to keep the door of opportunity open. Protect and strengthen tax reform. Paid for by Business Roundtable.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
Joe Montana here. In my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease. Are you 50 or older like me? The CDC now recommends vaccination against pneumococcal disease. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at increased risk and over 6 times greater risk of hospitalization with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50. Schedule your appointment today at VaxAssist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
The Bank of Ghana is insisting that decisive measures are being implemented to turn around losses posted for last year. This was captured in the 2023 annual accounts released by the Bank of Ghana. George Yaffe has more.
The Bank of Ghana is looking at fully implementing net zero financing of government operations as one of those key measures that should help improve its financial position going forward. It believes that the central bank's high level of exposure over the past years to government contributed to the more than 60 billion Ghana cedis loss in 2022. This was after the Bank of Ghana had to take a haircut for most of the government bonds that it was holding to the domestic debt exchange program. The central bank is giving the assurance that it will strictly implement these policy measures to help improve its position going forward. It is also promising to continue with policy actions that would optimize its investment and operating costs to bolster efficiency and profitability. Another measure that the Bank of Ghana sees as critical to its operations is the decision to finalize the deal with government to recapitalize the institution. The Bank of Ghana believes that these measures will fast-track the recovery and build back what it describes as positive equity position within the short to medium term. Also, again, assured that it is in a position to carry out its basic function of maintaining price stability and other monetary actions.
George, we are fair with that report. We want to stay a while longer with the central bank because they have reiterated their commitment to deepen regulation within the financial market. Speaking on behalf of the governor at the West African Monetary Institute engagement with member countries, the head of risk and management reserves management, Stephen Opata, urged central banks across the sub-region to build capacity on regulations.
Building capacity on legal foundations and of bank regulation and its implementation aspects is essential for central banks and financial regulators. First, ensuring compliance with laws and standards. A robust understanding of the legal framework is crucial for ensuring that banks and financial institutions comply with both domestic and international laws. In-depth legal knowledge helps regulators enforce compliance, reducing the risk of financial malpractice and crises that can arise from non-compliance.
Stephen Opata is the head of risk management foreign reserves at the Bank of Ghana. More within the financial space, senior finance lecturer at the University of Ghana Business School, Dr. Benjamin Amwa, has asked government to fulfill its part of the bargain by committing resources to the Financial Stabilization Fund. The World Bank has already approved $250 million to support the 5-year Ghana Financial Stability Project. Speaking to Joy Business, Dr. Amwa said the fund from the Bretton Woods Institution is inadequate to achieve its purpose, hence the need for government to redeem its pledge to support the fund.
Government of Ghana reached that agreement with the World Bank. And so if the World Bank is making due its part of the bargain, it is just fair for the government of Ghana to show commitment. You are in trouble and they are coming to assist you. So you should show a lot of commitment by also contributing your quota to the fund. And so government of Ghana will have no option than to show the needed commitment. Don't forget, this is also a credit facility. So what it means is that at a point in time, we will have to pay back.
Senior Finance Lecturer at the University of Ghana Business School, Dr. Benjamin Amwa, speaking to Joy Business there. So one of our headline stories, the Association of Ghana Industries has called for heavy investment in indigenous small and medium enterprises to enable them scale up and boost their export potential. The AGI made the call as part of recommendations to solve the CD from depreciating further. The president of the association, Dr. Humphrey Enyimdake, in an interview with Joy Business, explained that the country would have to embark on a massive export drive to rake in the necessary foreign exchange to stabilize the CD.
So we are urging our bigger colleagues that look at the company doing the dry foods. Create your own market and come help him do an injection by saying, look, I've given this order, produce, it's certified. Then you export it, not him exporting. You see that, sir? We're urging the big firms to do that because at this stage, everybody needs dollars. I've put in an application to transfer some funds to my suppliers. It's taking me over 3 weeks. I'm not getting dollar to transfer. So what do? When I have my own Forex account, I just pull it on my Forex. So that is what government can do immediately is to drive the export agenda strongly.
President of the Association of Ghana Industries, Dr. Humphrey Enyimdake, speaking there. To some other stories, the Federation Association of Ghanaian Exporters says it has planned to establish long-term measures to solve some challenges hindering the development of the agricultural sector. According to the president of the Federation, Davis Kobo, the sector can increase its contribution with the needed investment and support.
Creating a regulatory environment conducive to export, quality standards and certification processes, assessing new markets, securing appropriate financing, based on the aforementioned points, FED will establish short, medium and long-term targets with tangible deliverables, prioritizing outcomes over procedural activities. It's the objective of FED and this sponsor to heighten awareness among the Ghanaian public and international partners.
Davis Kobo is the president of the Federation Association of Ghanaian Exporters. Now, the German Development Bank operating in Ghana through KfW is calling for a close collaboration between Ghana and other African economies to leverage artificial intelligence to accelerate economic growth on the continent. Speaking to Joy Business, KfW country director said the recently held 3i Africa Summit is a testament of the enormous opportunities digitalization brings in transforming the economy.
The collaborations among African countries and with the rest of the world will increase. This was a recurring theme throughout formal and informal discussions. This collaboration includes access to technology, invention of homegrown technology, increased interoperability of different payment and banking systems, proper policy coordination for regulation to enable conducive framework conditions, not increasing red tape. All in all, more efficient operation of businesses and reduced transaction costs will lead to higher competitiveness of local businesses, a basis for higher growth and more decent jobs for Africa's young population.
This is still the Joy Business Report. Ala Foods, one of the country's leading milk brands and makers of Dano Milk, says it is committed to providing affordable dairy products to Ghanaian consumers in spite of the economic challenges. As part of activities to mark the World Milk Day, Ala Foods celebrated the day at the children's ward of the 37 Military Hospital. It donated items worth 52,000 cedis to the children at the ward to boost their immune system. Wilson Agbeko is head of marketing at Ala Foods.
To donate our products to the kids and the kids' ward, to produce our to donate our products to the kids and their parents to commemorate World Milk Day 2024. You know, World Milk Day is a day set aside by the UN or FAO of UN to recognize milk as a global food and to also recognize the contribution of our dairy farmers. Yeah, so today we see the need, looking at the importance of milk for vitality.
Head of Marketing at Ala Foods, Wilson Agbeko, speaking there. Time now for your pension tip on Money Lab.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.